Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Game is Big W, 206-803 Rock. Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Nate. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Nate.
Hola. There he is. Hola.
Sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Okay. All right, Nate. Our Men's Room poll. You're going to change one thing about your partner. Face, body, brains, or personality?
I'm going to be stone cold and go with that body.
I like the honesty. What would you change about it? Or what would you change first?
Well, it's just the effects of the ravages of time. you know.
Well, we all battle that. Are you mean the ravages of gravity or time?
Just, if you crank out a couple kids and it just ain't the same.
Yeah, I got you, man.
I do feel like a huge, horrible human being right now, but...
you had an answer, man, and you're dead honest about it. Nothing wrong with that.
She doesn't listen to the radio.
She would probably say the same thing.
But her friends do.
She would say the same thing about you, I'm sure.
No, I'm super fit and handsome.
Okay. I'm super smart.
I mean, it's got to be tough for her. This guy's just stayed hot.
Yeah, and she's just gone to hell.
I know.
Hell in a handbasket.
I'm loyal. I'm a good dad. Yeah.
So she would say your face.
I got a little bit of a spare tire going on, but I can still suck it in a little bit.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I like your honesty, Nate.
Yeah.
It's refreshing.
Thank you. I try.
Let's have a carb-free week, baby. Me and you.
Let's
just kick the tires on it. Give it a try.
Yeah. Are you familiar with the term vaginoplasty? I just read about it. I don't know if you knew anything about it.
Fish again?
Yeah. No, Nip Tuck wasn't just a show.
It's also a suggestion.
Yeah, I'll have the double bacon cheeseburger. She'll have a salad.
No, balsamic. Yes. No creamy dressings.
Jesus.
One more dagger in the salad.
Can you imagine ordering a salad for the woman you're with and then be like, no creamy dressings?
Oil and vinegar.
Not for long.
Oil and vinegar. Right?
Leave the bacon bits off too, please.
Yeah. And the blue cheese.
That's right.
Just lettuce, really.
Yeah, I mean, I like sleeping on the couch, so yeah, get her that salad.
She can have a fruit cup.
Nature's candy.
Nature's candy, baby. All right, Nate. Here's your question. In what town does the movie It's a Wonderful Life take place?
Smallville.
Feels like Chicago.
No.
Come on, Ted.
So if he had died, it would have became Pottersburg because of Potter.
But...
something falls.
Bedford Falls.
Bedford Falls.
So it's not a real place.
Zuzu's Petals.
All right, Nate, your question. The song From a Distance was unfortunately a hit in the early 90s for what singer?
Oh, wow.
Christ, I had to play that song, man.
My mom loved that song.
I know. Man. All moms love that song.
All women love her.
I was on that mom station, man.
All women.
Maybe Nick likes her more.
She did a, Nate, she did a Broadway show for about 6 months.
I would say a gay icon.
Oh, for sure.
Barbara Streisand.
Not a bad guess.
Yeah.
Bette Midler.
Oh, that was going to be my second choice.
Yeah, it's one of those two, right? God, I used to have to play that song, man. This woman called. She's just like, honey, we can tell you don't like the song. I'm like, I never said that. She's like, it's in your voice. I'm like, my bad. Like, oh, here's Bette Midler from a distance. Yay. All right. Your question, who killed the outlaw Jesse James? He kind of shares a name with the disgraced Toronto mayor.
I think there was a country song about this. Ford?
Ford is right.
Yeah, we'll give it to you, man. Tom, you can get that much.
Tom Ford?
Bob Ford.
So is Tom his brother? Who's the Ford that's still alive?
They got a Canada.
Yeah, they got a Ford
in Canada. Right. Okay, yeah. Rob Ford was the mayor. Yeah. And then I want to... Did his brother become mayor?
He's got a brother doing something.
Yeah, his brother's still in government up there.
Okay. Well, they look like twins. I don't know if they were or not, but I mean, they're
one was sweaty.
One looks the same.
Ford. Yeah, but Rob, I mean, the problem is he was a likable dude. He always wore. But then it's like he's smoking crack.
He's like if John Daly were your mayor, but John Daly still just did what he does.
That's kind of who he was. If that's the worst thing he did, I mean, can we still give him a pass?
I mean, they almost
like look, you get the job done. When you go home, I think it's one of those things
that everyone kind of knew, but once you get busted doing it,
right?
I think there was nothing subtle about this guy. It was like Charlie Sheen.
There was a video.
Charlie Sheen would tell you, "I'm not doing drugs. I'm not." It's like Charlie.
Come on, man.
We all know, right? But we let you do your thing. But then if he had gotten arrested, we go, okay, well, now we have to turn her back. But right.
Look, I grew up in D.C., so I remember Marion Barry getting busted, right, for smoking crack. But it was also the 80s.
With prostitutes.
Right, well, the bitch set him up, that's what he said. But to the day he died, he was a legend in D.C.
Absolutely.
He held other office and this and that. People loved him. They kind of were like, all right, he got caught smoking some crack. Now, Doug Ford... It's the 2000s. It's not acceptable at all to smoke crack. And he's like in a
So he was born in the wrong time.
Yes.
Yeah, he's like in a crack house.
He's a victim of being born at the wrong time.
Yeah, back in the 80s, you could smoke crack. And you got in trouble, but it didn't really diminish your status, you know, among people. It's just like, damn, man, stop smoking crack. And that was kind of the end of the conversation. Come on, Marion. That's it. That's the whole conversation.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he was born at the wrong time.
Richard Pryor's biggest stand-up was after he caught himself on fire smoking crack.
Yeah.
I thought it was heroin.
He was smoking coke.
Smoking coke, right.
But, I mean, that's basically where you're getting to when you smoke crack.
If he had lived long enough, he'd have done crack. Come on. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, sober.
All right, Justin, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to change one thing about your partner. Face, body, brains, or personality?
Got to go with the body.
Got to go with the body.
What are you going for first?
Well, let's see here. So we've had two kids, and you also got eating kid food on top of that. So she's been trying to lose weight. I've been trying to lose weight. So
I was going to say.
You have to promise yourself not to eat your kids' food, because I've almost promised you it's probably the worst crap in your cupboard is the stuff for them.
When you're snacking, Justin, would she say the same thing about you?
Oh, without that, and my ugly ass feet.
Wow. Okay.
Right. Start at the bottom and work your way up.
All right, Justin, with the ugly ass feet, here's your question. Which amendment to the Constitution gave lady folk the right to vote?
Oh. 15?
Is that in the 20s?
I don't remember. I think it was the 20s, but it was the 19th Amendment.
Oh, okay. No, I was talking about the 20th Amendment.
The 19th. Oh, the amendment. No.
I didn't know how late it was. All right.
I'm glad you'd have made him wait. Says a lot about you, Miles.
That's right. Yeah. Jesus, God, Justin.
Well, we see how it's worked out for us since we started letting them vote.
Oh, my God. Look at the state of the country. It's women.
It's women.
All right, here's your question. It's multiple choice. What disease is also known as hydrophobia? Is it rabies, Lyme's disease, or measles? Hydrophobia. Rabies, Lyme's disease, or measles?
Is that rabies?
It's rabies. Yes, indeed, man.
Nice job.
Why is it called? Because hydrophobia, in my mind, would be like fear of water.
Your body becomes hydrophobic.
What does that mean if my body's hydrophobic?
I believe it doesn't process the water, I believe. I'll look it up.
Well, the problem with both the top two are the fact that you don't even realize you've got it. And then 6 months later, it hits the fan.
Well, the difference, rabies is going to hit you faster than that. And I think
you can lay dormant for months.
And rabies can?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was one
and
of those.
And then when it hits you, you go nuts.
There's nothing you can do.
You're way too past the point. Lyme disease is not nearly as fatal, but it's still bad
bad.
But you just don't know you have it. A lot of times, they don't diagnose it.
That's terrifying. Well, remember the guy who I think we brought it up yesterday? Yeah. His kid was attacked by a lemur at the petting zoo. They're not sure if it scratched him or bit him. And his whole thing is like, check my kid for rabies. And it doesn't matter. And I understand the father's position. It doesn't matter that people say, hey, man, lemurs don't carry rabies. I would still say, cool, check my kid for rabies.
Yeah. Name is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROB.
Anybody gets bit by a lemur, go get tested.
Big Dummy!
The more you know.
Yeah. We bring that to the table. Education, people.
Uh-oh, lemur update?
No, hydrophobia update. So it says hydrophobia or the fear of water is a classic symptom of rabies, specifically in the furious form of the disease. It's not a true phobia, but rather a painful reaction to attempting to swallow, which is triggered by the rabies virus affecting the brain. This leads to painful spasms in the throat and larynx muscles, making it appear as though the person is afraid of water.
Okay, that's only mildly terrifying.
Yeah.
Hello, Gabe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Hola. Gabe, sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober Gabe. Okay, Gabe. Okay, our men's room poll. Change one thing about your partner. Will it be face, body, brains, or personality?
I don't have a partner, actually.
Give it X.
No.
Oh, really? So, okay, so what would you change about yourself?
Probably I would do... Sorry. Probably my brains.
Brains.
Is that a child?
Yeah, that's my baby brother.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense.
Wait, how old are you and how old is your baby brother?
I am about 13. He's about 4.
Are you the babysitter?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank God.
Yeah, no. We're just...
Yes, you are. You don't know this yet, but yes, you are.
You will be.
You will
be. Well, yeah.
All right, Gabe, here is your question. Think about this. What North American mammal is also known as the prairie wolf?
The prairie wolf.
Your mom.
Heh.
Coyote.
Wow. Look at the big brain I gave. All right, Gabe, hang on. Before we let you go, we're going to ask you a true or false question.
Okay.
True or false, the state flower of Maine... is a pine cone. True or false?
That sounds wild enough to be true, but I'm going to go with false.
Ah, it is true.
What?
And it, right. Again, it's not. I guess technically it is the flower of a pine tree, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, but.
It's also the seed.
The state flower of Maine.
Big
the pine cone.
Dummy.
That's so lame.
It really is. But it's Maine.
Is there zero flowers in Maine?
I'm sure.
Oh, they're more Arctic tundra flowers.
Didn't have one of those.
Yeah. Stuff you would see on the mountains up here.
Ooh, the pine cone.
Aren't we cool?
Yeah, like Rainier's got flowers on it.
What's Washington State flower? I know Maryland.
The rhododendron?
Is it?
I know. I used to know West Virginia's.
What is Maryland?
Black Eyed Susan.
Oh, duh. Yeah. Right there, pretty.
West Virginia's a satellite dish.
Pacific
Rhodes. Rhododendron. Yeah. Mm. Yay, us. Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch.
Hola. Adam, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober, Miles.
Good for you, Adam. What are you doing over there, man?
I got me some Red Hook Long Hammer IPAs.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Get it done.
Now, the last time that we drank those, or I myself personally, was that crazy day with Zach Wild.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's what he brought in a gym bag.
And it didn't matter if you wanted any more or not. As soon as you were done, he opened another one. And
here
then,
you go, here you go, brother.
He would kiss the top, and he was very sweaty. But we just kind of fought through.
If you closed your eyes, Adam, you thought you were in a room with Macho Man Randy Savage.
I don't even know that I would call him sweaty. Oh, he was just damp and wet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not sweat. It's just damp.
Adam, that's, it really was not that issue. Far from that.
Right? It's like, I don't even sweat. It's like, what is on him?
Why are you so wet?
Super nice guy, but yeah, him kissing the bottle, I swear he gave you one, was weird.
All right, Adam, change one thing about your partner. Face, body, brains, or personality?
Well, I'm recently divorced, and I would have to say I would change her brain because she went mentally ill and became crazy.
Jeez. Like, legitimately, or this is you prognosticating?
Her own kids won't talk to her anymore.
Oh, damn.
She is just got, like, a bipolar disorder.
Is there anyone attempting to help her, though?
No. She went through menopause. We went to a psychiatrist. Psychiatrist said she was fine and started accusing me of raping her.
Jesus.
Trying
Jesus.
To murder her. And so eventually, after 3 years, I had to get her divorced.
Okay, well, that's fair.
Yeah,
you made the right decision. All right, Adam.
Love her to death. Love her to death.
I believe that. But sometimes you can't coexist, right?
Yep.
All right, here's your question. What musician performed in a downpour during Super Bowl 41 halftime show in 2007?
Can you tell me who was playing in Super Bowl 41?
That's the Bears and the Colts?
Maybe.
I think.
Can you give me a year? 2007. Michael Jackson.
Man, for some reason that Super Bowl is just blank for me.
It was a boring Super Bowl, but unfortunately one of the biggest stars on earth was performing, and you and Miles saw this particular artist at
Prince.
A rather small establishment.
Prince,
yes, it is Prince.
Oh, Prince.
Yeah.
All right.
He probably performed in a downpour and somehow didn't get wet.
He did Purple Rain.
Well, you've seen that famous story. Like, a couple days before the Super Bowl, it is in the contract that you have to go talk to reporters.
All right.
But Prince notoriously does not talk to anybody. So you have to do 20 minutes. He came out, brought out his band, and they just did a show for 20 minutes, and he walked off.
You know what? That's even cooler for those reporters.
Yeah.
All right. Here's your question. What part of the body is otology concerned with? What part of the body is otology concerned with?
You guys got some good questions today. Eyes?
Otology.
I'll say the stomach.
The ears.
Mm-hmm.
All right, your next question. What was Van Halen's first and only one number one hit?
Oh, yes.
Is this a clue?
No.
Okay. Jump.
You got it. Nice job.
Yeah, I just want an excuse to play the David Lee Roth drops.
Yes.
This is my favorite. What does that mean?
Wow.
What does that indicate? I stubbed my toe. I sat on a soldering iron. Like, what does that sound mean?
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Play it again.
Big Dummy.
Hold on, let me get back to it real
quick. Karate Chop.
Now, that's... Hold on.
Hi-ya.
That means slow.
If I did that in a fight, you back up.
That means he's finished.
Oh.
He's got the completion.
Look, turn that up. If you said let's go and I did that, you'd back up. You'd back up.
Hi-ya.
You'd be like, oh, man, this guy knows Kung Fu.
Oh, no.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No.
How about
if I did that, you would not think I know Kung Fu.
I'm picturing you doing a bunch of weird, what you think is karate.
Some guy just punches you.
I'm jumping up and down, man. I let out a big scream.
Oh, yeah.
Not that one.
Oh, yeah.
And then Miles got his ass beat.
Yeah. Can you imagine being at the bar, just thinking like the one we go to, looking out the windows, and there's Miles doing all this crap? I'd be like, hey, throw it. Come here, you gotta watch this.
If I could say that, man, one time, just walked up to you, man. He's like, you wanna go, brother?
I'd be like, uh-oh.
I don't know, man.
I think they're great. They're gonna bite me. It's not gonna be no kung fu.
But you're gonna back up.
Yes.
Seriously. Like, what is wrong with this guy? More Big Tubby coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Headchef fires up the grill until 4:30. The best cities for barbecue. On the way with tense meat and potatoes. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Hello, Julie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola. Julie, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Okay. Are we drinking the Bud Light?
You know it.
Julie, how's your hand doing?
You know, it's messed up.
Yeah.
It's going to be a slow process of healing. I have 4 fractures in my pinky and 1 fracture in my ring finger.
Yeah, and you have a job that uses your hand.
I could not believe that you sent us a picture of your injured hand. I was like, all right.
Because, you know, Ted had to start the big hand thing.
Just saying. Mm-hmm.
It was pretty swollen, so now I have one hand that's still kind of big. Yeah.
You put it into the ether.
One kind of big hand, hey,
one,
Julie.
Yeah, one comment. I mean, I think other people in this room really ran with the big hands, but, you know, whatever.
Well, yeah, I know, but you started it. Then, all right. So, you know.
Yeah, I know. I feel like every time I see you with a boyfriend, I'm like, is this guy going to punch me?
But he has smaller hands.
He does have something to talk to you about.
Yes, he does, because you're going to change one thing about you're going to change one thing about him on our poll, Julie. Face, body, brains, or personality?
I'm going to say brains.
Brains. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, just to change some thought processes.
Okay.
I love that you didn't even hesitate. At least everyone else tries to act like they don't already have an answer. Well, you just straight out of the chute.
So,
the brains.
You're saying he doesn't understand you.
Oh, no, it's nothing like that. Okay. It's other things.
Just his brains in general.
Thought process of things.
Well, let's see how you do on Big Dummy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, here's your question. What cartoon duo's last names are Hoke and J-Cat? Hoke and J-Cat.
Hoke?
Cartoon duo.
This can't be from my era, so got to be something new. I don't know. Paw Patrol? I don't know.
Oh, God.
Jeez, a butthead?
Do not bring up Paw Patrol. Like, seriously, just you saying that, I just had like a weird visceral reaction. Ren and Stimpy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my son will be very upset I missed that question.
Ren Hoke and Stimpy J. Cat.
Never, did not know they had last names.
I did not either until I saw that question.
Matthew would have known that.
All right, your question. Multiple choice. Odontalgia is a medical name for what? Hiccups, bloody nose, Charlie horse, or toothache? Odontalgia.
Odontalgia. Charlie horse?
I'll say hiccups. Toothache. Toothache. Does anyone name their horse Charlie?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I would buy the horse and be like, I named him Charlie. I'm not trying to get creative, man. It's Charlie horse.
Rocking.
Yeah, rocking.
Rocking horse.
All right. Your question, including the end zones. How long is an NFL field, including the end zones?
You can give it to us in hands.
Damn.
Oh, Ted. You're so funny.
You got this. You got this.
She's so popular. I know it. I don't know.
All right, so you know the length of a... What is the...
120?
Yeah. 120.
Yeah.
That's
really?
It, you got it.
Yeah.
Because end zones are 10 yards deep, 100-yard field.
That's it.
What year did they start moving the goalposts to the back of the end zone?
Because you'll see 73, maybe?
It was that late?
Well, I mean, you got to think, Canadian football still has them there, and they have 140 yards.
Their end zones are massive.
Their end zones are, what, 20 yards deep, so it's one, I think, out of 110 field? On
that's why you get a punter from the Canadian League, man. You're like, all right.
Yeah, no kidding.
This guy can jack it, man.
And kick. Yeah. You know? Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
John Ryan.
Hola.
Hola.
Chris, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Chris.
1974, they moved those goalposts back.
That late. That's crazy.
All right, Chris, change one thing about your partner. Face, body, brains, or personality?
Well, since my partner is my right hand, I would change the body.
Your body. Okay.
All right, Chris. Here is your question. In the movie The Wolf of Wall Street, what vitamin did the actors snort in place of cocaine? Or so they told the director.
Yeah. Vitamin B?
Which letter?
B.
As in boy?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, hold on. So you're saying that in the movie...
In the scenes that they're doing coke...
Oh, so they're not... Okay, I did not know if you meant that they're just snorting vitamins in the movie.
No. So in the scenes that the characters are snorting cocaine, they were snorting vitamin B, which is exactly what I would tell the director.
Okay.
All right, we got a 50-50 question for you. Which is larger, Iceland or Great Britain, geographically speaking?
Iceland.
Great Britain.
Yeah.
By the hair of its chin.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boys.
Hola!
Justin, sober or not sober?
Come on, beer number two.
Beer number two. All right, he's getting there.
All right. You're halfway. Okay, Justin, change one thing about your partner. Face, body, brains, or personality?
Personality.
Okay.
What's wrong with their personality?
I don't need to be in trouble all the time.
Okay. All right. I feel you.
All right, Justin, here's your question.
Just happens.
The Orient Express is a train route between two cities, Istanbul, Turkey, and what European city?
That's a good one. I'm going to go just shot in the dark, Paris.
Yeah, be good.
One wow. And done.
Damn, man.
Great job.
I did not know that.
Me neither until this morning. All right, here's your question. True or false, 5% of people have a gene that prevents their armpits from sweating?
Oh, that's got to be true.
Believe it or not, only 2% of people.
Oh.
2%
but it
of
does
people.
Exist.
It does exist. Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 round.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Franklin. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going, boys?
Oh, yeah.
Franklin, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober. I'm driving on my way home from work.
Okay. All right, Franklin, change one thing about your partner. Face, body, brains, or personality?
Man, you guys are trying to get people in trouble.
Yes, we are.
But I'm going to go brains.
Brains.
Okay.
Well, based on that, she's too stupid to know you're insulting her. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Franklin.
Can you go the other way?
What do you mean?
Hey, what if you date somebody just smarter than you are? Like, can I have her be dumber?
Yes. Yeah, you could do yes. that. Like, I want to change yes. your brain. Yeah, too damn smart.
That's,
yeah.
That's kind of what I'm shooting for.
Right. Yeah. Good recovery, yeah. Franklin. Mm-hmm.
She's
all
too
right.
smart. It's hard to feel
she's
dumb.
Too smart, yeah. That's why she's right all the time.
Yeah.
Yep.
If I have to listen to her break down thermoeconomics one more time.
I mean, it just drives me crazy.
It's insane.
It's microeconomic headwinds, Ted.
Yes.
Yeah.
Macro.
Honey,
macro.
Can we go shopping?
Macro? Jesus.
No, we can't. The wind.
All right, Franklin. Here's your question. In what state are two-thirds of all Fortune 500 companies headquartered?
Oh. We'll go... Man, Texas for one of them, and Maine.
I mean, you only get one guess. I mean, what?
Hold on. No, it's Delaware.
It is Delaware.
Delaware.
Yeah. Delaware. Oh, okay. Can you guess why?
Taxes.
Taxes. Hey.
Yeah.
Delaware is like, same. We offer you nothing except no taxes.
Same with retirement.
Yeah.
The retirement's unbelievable. I mean, that's why people retire there, like, a lot.
There's no other reason why you retire there.
It's a tiny place, but there's a ton of people there.
That's what I'm saying. They had to do something. Otherwise, like,
Delaware. Well, you live, right, and, like, everybody knows Philadelphia, but, I mean, like, Delaware's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Jersey's right there.
Correct.
So, it's like, besides, like, Pennsylvanian people, like, there's a, like, if you live in that part of Delaware, you basically live in Philly.
Yeah, you do. I was going to say, Delaware gets a bad rap, as far as I'm concerned.
Delaware has beaches. Other than that, it sucks.
Yeah,
nothing there.
It's not a terrible place, but to Ted's point, there are the beaches.
Most of what
Delaware,
I know are the beaches.
I know, but Delaware gets in the way of the beaches.
Well, there's Dover, there's Wilmington, there's gambling, there's outlets if you're into that kind of thing.
Sure.
Tax-free shopping.
Gotta go to the outlets. That's right.
We did.
Yep.
Trust me. All right.
Let's go to the Big Dog store.
Big Dog. Which one's Big Dog? Is that the golf one?
No, they used to just have there was like this clothing brand. It's like, not the lead dog. Don't get off the porch.
We went to.
Is that Big Dog brand?
Yeah.
I loved Big Dog.
I used to rock the hell out of some Big Dog stuff.
Big Dog. You know what? We're going to Delaware again this summer. If I find Big Dog merch, I will grab some for you.
Hell yeah.
You're
the best. I love Big Dog.
My mom got it for me every year for Christmas.
All right. Here's your question. What author is credited with writing the first detective story? The Murders in the Rue Morgue.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Got it.
Yeah.
Nice job. Popo. Nice. Mm-hmm. Popo.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Henry. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Henry Fonda.
Henry, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Henry. Welcome to Big Dummy.
Here you go, Thrill. Remember when I asked you for your opinion? Yeah, me neither. Big Dog.
Damn.
Big
Dog. All right.
Okay, Henry, you're going to change one thing about your partner. Will it be their face, body, brains, or personality?
Brains.
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 What would they say about you, Henry?
Probably body, I don't know.
Okay. Yep. You know.
If you're saying probably body, it's your body. All right. Here is your question, Henry. After the Battle of Saratoga, what country joined the United States in the U.S. Revolution?
France.
One and done.
France in your underpants. All right, before we let you go, a true or false question for you. The letter A is the most common letter used in the English language. True or false?
I'll go false, probably E or something.
It is, in fact, E.
Man, you know your stuff, Henry. Nice job.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Tony, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Team not sober.
What do you get into there, Tony?
I just finished some gardening and having a men's room lager.
Nice!
Boy, what a delicious beer.
The 20th anniversary lager.
Available now from Black Raven. All right, Tony, change one thing about your partner. Face, body, brains, or personality?
Ouch. Still with arthritis in the knees. How about body?
Body. Okay.
There's a reason.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, Tony. Here is your question. In what city was Billy Clanton killed?
Gotta be Tombstone. It was on my birthday.
Yep.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Man, oh man.
What's on your birthday?
Shootout the OK Corral was in October.
Huh.
1871.
All right.
I'll be damned. All right, I'm glad you got that one then.
Hell yeah.
All right, before we let you go, 50-50 question for you here. In the English language, true or false, no word rhymes with purple. What was here about orange? How about purple?
Nurple?
What's that?
I say false.
Nurple.
Well, that's not a strip. No word rhymes with purple. And everyone's going to go through the head and a slurple? No.
Eminem could do it.
Yes, he did the thing with orange, right?
Purple.
Is it just colors that we refuse to rhyme with? Nothing can rhyme with orange.
Right.
Nothing can rhyme with purple.
Well, I do the rhyme every day, and I cannot. There are certain words.
If you were to get a purple,
you cannot end a line on.
Where do you think you would? Where do you think? What's the closest you think you'd get if purple has to be one of the lines in your rhyme there?
Oh God, I don't know.
Like
I have to think about that one.
Purple?
I don't know.
You got to go purple, Nurple.
When it came to his body, she gurpled.
Yeah.
Out here what? Sounding like Urkel, rhyming with the color purple.
All right, Ted. There you go.
Urkel.
Yeah. Urkel. What did you say? Burple?
Gurkle.
Gurkle, yeah. Hey, girl.
Why don't you gurkle these?
Exactly. You ever gurkle a gilly? I don't know what it is either. Just try your best.
Ooh.
I'll scream a safe word if I don't like it.
It's a quaint thing to do.
Yes. Gurkle my gilly. Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
Andrew, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, double-fisting some coffee.
Okay.
All right.
Why do you need to stay up so bad?
I have really bad sleep apnea.
You're just trying to stay up even longer?
No, I just tried to stay awake in general.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, you're going to change one thing about your partner, Andrew. Face, body, brains, or personality?
Body.
Body.
Okay.
Where are you starting with on the body?
She's got a bad back.
Got a bad what?
I see. So you're
God, everybody's taking the safe route.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, bad back.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. Got no
scoliosis.
Butt.
Yeah. No butt, huh? I got you.
Yeah, bad back. She got no ass. All right, Andrew. Yeah, which are you coming from? All right, here's your question. Oh, boy. Acetyl salicylic acid is the name for what common medication? Please do not make me say that again.
Acetyl
salicylic.
Acetyl salicylic acid?
Whatever you said.
Tylenol, but that's acetaminophen, actually, so yeah. No. Common medication, cough syrup, I don't know.
You were super close with the Tylenol. In this case, aspirin.
Just aspirin.
Yeah, it was aspirin. Good brain on you, though, man.
Are they both aspirins? Acetaminophen and acetylsalicylic acids?
No.
I would guess they're not, just based on the fact that their technical name is different.
Okay.
Both painkillers, I suppose.
Because we used to call Tylenol aspirin when I was a kid.
We did, too. Aspirin was a generic term for anything you took
that
because you had a headache.
That's right.
And then the commercials started coming on, so like Bayer is aspirin, right?
Right.
And then Tylenol's acetaminophen, if I get this right.
Right.
Then ibuprofen came along and changed the game.
That's the winner.
What's ibuprofen?
That's Advil.
Advil.
Oh, the Advil. Okay. Because I'm a bigger aspirin guy. As far as if I have a headache, aspirin works. If I have a body ache, then it's ibuprofen.
Okay.
I love being old.
Yeah, it depends on what it is.
But you always take acetaminophen.
That's because what's available.
But that's not aspirin.
No. That's why I have a headache.
Okay. Stack Tylenol and ibuprofen as well.
What's that?
You can stack ibuprofen and Tylenol. You can take them at the same time because they're different medications.
Huh. Okay.
Just can't drink on it.
Yeah. Just wash it down with Windex.
But you could double down on your on some painkillers if you've got, really sore.
Okay. If it's that bad, good to know. All right. Here's your question. What C word is the technical term for earwax? Not Brenda down the hall, but earwax.
I know this is wrong, but carnauba wax?
Canal juice.
Candle wax.
Canal juice. Ah, that's gross.
Yeah.
Cinnamon.
Okay. Can you pass a Q-tip? I've got some cinnamon buildup.
Sprinkle that on my
car. Got a little canal juice.
Can you jam my canal juice, please?
All right, your question. A clear nail polish that goes on top of a colored polish is called a what?
Lacquer.
You did what to her?
That clear coat?
Top coat.
I was thinking cars.
Is it lacquer a top coat?
It can be a top coat.
Okay. Yeah.
There's all kinds of stuff. I hear about it often and retain none of it.
And lacquer thinner is very flammable.
Yes, it is. But it, yeah. All right. Andrew, your question. Which one of the seven dwarfs does not have a beard?
There's only one.
Gopi.
That's one.
Who?
Dopey.
Oh, I thought you said guilty. Okay. Like, Dopey. Damn, bro. Oh. Which of the seven dwarfs is that guy?
This is Doc, happy, bashful, guilty.
He's just constantly in court.
Yeah.
Is she still asleep?
No.
God damn it, guilty, get out of here.
Guilty, no.
Guilty makes everything weird. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
Guilty's not allowed within 500 feet of schools.
Who ate my lunch out of the fridge? Guilty!
Guilty the dwarf.
Guilty.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
I'm sorry.
Hi, hello.
Hola. Hello.
Cheyenne, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Yeah, not
more
sober.
Than one, Ted.
Okay.
I just expected it to be Cheyenne that calls in all the time. It's a Lady Cheyenne.
Lady Cheyenne.
All right, Lady Cheyenne.
Lady Cheyenne.
Change one thing about your partner. Will it be face, body, brains, or personality?
Body.
Body.
Damn, okay. That was quick. Yes. What are you changing there, Cheyenne?
He is fat ass.
Well, so when I met him, he was pretty thin, very cut, and he's hanging on to that. He really wants to, like,
Hang on, watch the F-bomb.
Once again, I thought she said stuck. Here are the seven words you can't say on the radio.
I don't know.
I heard effing with.
Oh,
yeah.
Sucker, mother. And
I dumped
please
it.
Keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
You have very strong feelings about this, Cheyenne. We understand.
I do. I'm sorry. I forgot you. This is my first time calling in. I forgot you can't swear on the radio.
Yeah, you can't do that. But we have some insight into how you feel about that body.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's good for him if she's effing with it.
Yeah, that's true.
She gets down with it.
Yeah. More cushion for the pushing, you know?
Atta girl.
Oh. He is so happy to hear that right now.
Yeah.
He just took down another pint of ice cream. Right, cool.
It's a lucky man right there. Well done.
All right, Cheyenne, here's your question. Who was elected as the leader of the boys at the beginning of the book, Lord of the Flies?
Leader of the boys.
Oh, my God, I didn't read that book.
No one in my class wanted to until we found out what it was about, and that's one of the few books we all read.
Pretty sure it's Butcher.
Ralph?
You got it, Ted.
Wow.
How have you not read the book and then you won and done our ass like that? All right, look, before we let you go, you just guess.
Sorry.
All right, here you go. True or false question. The unicorn is the national animal of Scotland.
I want to say yes.
Damn right it is.
Yes, indeed.
Very good. There you go. Head chef's cut up Ted's meat and potatoes, the best cities for barbecue. That's coming up at 4:30, and we've got your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.